Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Shalom, people of God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, my brother, my sister, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord because Jesus Christ loves you. Because Jesus Christ loves you. Today, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has given us the breath of life. There are many people, you know, that they are in a mortuary. Many of them, they are in a hospital. They can't even say hallelujah because they are busy suffering. You and I, Jesus Christ has given us such a privilege to stand up, to walk, to be able to work, to eat, to take our bath. No one has helped us to do so. It is because of the grace of God. Begin now to present the thanksgiving to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father, I thank you for what you have done. I thank you, Jehovah, King of glory, for the breath of life you have given me. Thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you for your healing, your deliverance. Thank you, Jehovah, for your protection. I bless your holy name, Jehovah, King of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, I invite your presence in this radio broadcast channel, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. May the word of today heal someone. Financial healing, spiritual healing, body healing, material healing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, the title of the dedicate of today is Love Casting Out Fear. Love Casting Out Fear. People of God, we are going to take our Bible, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Please open the Bible. Love casting out fear. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Be connected, my brother, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In abundance, cause your rain to fall on me. We are in your presence. Hallelujah. People of God, may we take the Bible. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. I begin to read in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. I read in Jesus' name. Amen. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with the punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Let us pray. Jehovah, King of glory, marvelous and precious God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for the power of your word to heal, to deliver, to bless, to save, to protect, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May this word remove the spirit of fear as we dwell in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, understand this very well, that fear is from the devil. The devil uses fear to corrupt our mind in order not to connect with God by faith. If today you and I we pray, and after prayer we still feel fear, it means that our faith has been compromised. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our faith in the Lord will not be compromised by things of this world, by the feeling of our eyes, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And they said this very well, my brother. Fear is the enemy of faith. Fear is the friend of the devil. We have seen in this world, even when people they fight, if the other one has fear, he will not succeed. We have seen this. Fear is a weakness. But the Bible is telling us in the book of 1 John chapter 18 that there is no fear in love. See, the love of God makes us to believe that God is with us and He will take care of the situation. I want to explain love and fear here. But before that, you need to understand that the love of God in us gives us the confidence to continue dwelling in the presence of God in the Spirit, knowing that the presence of God, yes, knowing that the presence of God in our life secures us. This is very important. This is very important. The presence of God in our life secures us. It is very important to understand that God loves us. And the desire of God, it is for you and I to have life in abundance. The love of God in us gives us the confidence to continue dwelling in the presence of God. And the presence of God in our life secures us. I will explain this very well. If today you believe that your father, your biological father loves you, you will not feel afraid to meet him in his office. Even when he calls you your father, biological father, you will enter. You will enter. You will answer, "Yes, my father." You will feel in joy because you know that your father loves you. He will only do the right thing for you. When your father, biological father, calls you, I am telling the truth, you will be happy. Do you see? Because you believe. You believe that your father loves you and you love him. Since you love your father, you respect his commands and you are in right harmony with the father. That is why the Bible is saying there is no fear in love. If you believe that your Father loves you, if you believe that you love Him by obeying the command of the Father, you will not be afraid when your Father calls you. Or you will not be afraid when you want to meet the Father. Why should you be afraid? Because you are in the right harmony with God. You love Him. You obey His command. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, obey my command. So you obey the command of the Lord. And you believe that God loves you. And you believe that you are in a right harmony with God. Why will you be afraid? Why will you be afraid of the devil? Why will you be afraid of death? When you know that your Father in heaven is the one that gives you life and life in abundance. Fear is the enemy of faith. You will not have faith if your feeling is covered by fear. The devil, what he does is to bring fear in your mind in order to downgrade the level of your faith. The Bible is saying, only faith pleases God. How can you pray of a healing, and then after you have prayed, you are afraid of death? How can you pray for job interview after, and when you go to the interview, you are shaking of fear? How can you pray for a successful exam, and during the examination, you are afraid, you start shaking, instead of writing down your answers to questions, you shake? How can you pray for a brother and a sister who is shaking or panicking because of the devil manifesting inside him, and at the same time you feel afraid of the devil? How will you succeed? The key here is love. Love here is determined by your obedience to the word of God. When you obey to the word of God, you will feel confident to be in the presence of God, because you and I, we have to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High gives us security from the Most High God. Fear is no more. There is no fear in love. We are in the 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love. When you know that our Father loves you and He is with you, why will you be afraid? Why will you fear? You will not fear because you believe in God, and you know that your God, our Father, has the power to protect you, to deliver you from the hand of the devil, from the hand of your enemy. So you will not be afraid. You will not be afraid because you know that God loves you, and you know that He will protect you because He loves you. There is no fear in love. The spirit of fear must leave you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I cast out the spirit of fear. In Jesus' name, amen. How can you be afraid after you have prayed for healing and you are afraid of death? This is the technique of the devil. The devil brings fear to frustrate our faith. When faith is frustrated, the result of our prayer is now negative or in a pending status. And they said this very well. In a pending status. Instead of to receive the result, the answer of your to your prayer, the answer is pending until you fix the level of your faith. The devil knows this very well. That is why he brings fear in our mind to frustrate and to compromise our faith. I pray that your faith will not fail. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, say amen. Yes. Welcome, kingdom. I pray that your faith will not fail. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, if you love him, you have to obey his command. That is love. Love. Obeying the command of the Lord is to feel confident in living in his presence. By the time you live in the presence of God, you feel powerful, you feel secure, you feel protected, and you feel anointed. When the devil, the enemy comes, you will put your trust in the Father, God, because you know that he loves you. Let me give an example. A baby in the hand of his mother feels confident because he knows that my mother loves me. But when that baby is far away from his mother, it is possible for the baby to feel not comfortable. You and I, we need to feel comfortable. Why? Because we are in the presence of Yahweh. You are in the presence of Yahweh in the secret places of the Most High because you obey to the word of God. The obedience to the word of God makes us to be closer to Yahweh, makes us to be closer to God and to dwell in his presence, and fear is out. It is like a person who is in darkness running away from the enemy. By the time he found himself in light, in the presence of the police officer who have been designed to protect us, the person will feel secure. It's simple. Meaning that the fear of being in darkness will no longer be there because you are in light with God. The fear of being killed by the devil will no longer be there because you are in the presence of God. The fear of a failure in your interview, job interview, business will no longer be there because God is with you and he is a successful God. My brother, my sister, I have finished this program. This message is so short. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. The love of God in us gives us the confidence to continue dwelling in the presence of God. And the presence of God in our life secures us. You need to understand that there is no fear in love. Raise up your voice and pray. By the power of the presence of God in me, every spirit of fear, be thou loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to pray. Every spirit of fear, be thou loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to pray. Spirit of fear, lose your grip, lose your power. Leave my mind, leave my mind, leave my thought, leave my thought, leave my faith, leave my faith. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Spirit of fear, by the power of the presence of God in me, true love, I command you fear disappear. Lose your power. Lose your grip. Lose your power. Lose your grip. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My brother, my sister, begin to say thank you, Jesus Christ, for this word. Thank you, Jehovah, for your deliverance. Thank you, Jehovah, for your healing. Thank you, Jehovah, because you cast out fear. I have now hope in me, love in me, faith in me, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Yes, people of God, rejoice in the Lord. You can applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud for the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. We have just finished this program. We meet next Tuesday by the grace of God. Remember, Sunday we have our Sunday life service from 2:30. Yes, tomorrow there is no dedicate, but this evening we have our program, midnight prayer, yes, this evening, midnight prayer, yes, at midnight time from South Africa. Be connected in this radio to pray for the deliverance of our body, spirit, and soul. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. We prepare now for the dedicate in French. Jesus Christ loves you. In Jesus' name, amen. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. Should you have any prayer request to contact me via WhatsApp to the following number, +27 62 791 6167. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shalom, shalom, shalom. We're going to publish this message very soon. Please share it, listen to it, and pray. Bless others by sharing the message. Jesus Christ loves you. Shalom. Merci.